Hello and welcome to our program. Today we are looking in Mark chapter 11. We will begin reading from verse 12 through verse 21. Have your Bible ready. Chapter 11, verse number 12, we read on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he, that is Jesus, was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happy he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth. Eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible stands.
Well, again, we're reading here in Mark chapter 11 and verse number 12. It says that they were coming from Bethany and early in the morning. And it says that Jesus was hungry. That's interesting, because they stayed at the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And would they not have given them breakfast? Yeah, I'm sure they would have. But perhaps Jesus spent the night in the mountain praying, or at least got up early and he was out there praying. And so as they were coming from Bethany back to Jerusalem, it says he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, thinking that he would get something to eat from that fig tree. Well, when we read in verse 13, when he got there, he found nothing but leaves. Now, years ago, my wife and I had the privilege of being in Israel, and somebody offered me a fig. And let me say this, if you ever go to Israel and someone offers you a fig, take it. The figs over there are nothing like they are here. It was a tremendous, tasty morsel of food, figs. Well, Jesus is expecting that. And according to, I was reading a message of Spurgeon's here the other day, and he was talking about the fig tree, and he says the fruit always came before the leaves. Well, Jesus had every right then to expect fruit from this fig tree, and it looked promising from a distance. Well, he gets there, and there's nothing but leaves. And we read in verse number 14 that he rebuked it for the lack of fruit. Jesus answered and said, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." And his disciples heard it. Now what we have here is a metaphor of Israel, which was nothing but leaves. They were a real picture of deception, as was this tree. They had a lot of religious activity going on, and politically and socially and religiously, a lot of activities. But we read down in verse 18 that the scribes and the chief priests were figuring out how they might destroy him. Yeah, that's a picture of deception for you. Going through the religious monotone nonsense that they did. And so we see here that this fig tree is a metaphor of the cursing of Israel. This is the only destructive miracle that you'll find in the Bible. All the other miracles were positive. This one was destructive. And as we said, it was a metaphor. The temple, Israel, as a nation, was going to go. They were nothing but leaves. Amos had preached and saying that God said, "I hate and despise your feast days. Take away from me the noise of your songs, you're going through the motions." God's plan was they were to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth their fruit in his season. But when Jesus comes here and finds this tree, it is a picture of how he found Israel, nothing but leaves. Well, we read as he comes into Jerusalem in verse 15, Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Well, he certainly got their attention. Verse 17 says he taught. Well, someone has said, actions speak louder than words, and these actions are teaching a tremendous lesson. But he went on to say, "Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves." And then we read the chief priests and the scribes are seeking how they might destroy him. But when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, they're coming back now to Jerusalem. We're looking at the last few days before Jesus was crucified. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And in verse 21, Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." Well, of course it was. That's exactly what Jesus said would happen. No more fruit from that tree. Well, that was about to happen to Israel, as we said. It wasn't very far down the road where the Romans came in, and Israel as a nation was not heard of again for 2,000 years. Well, we need to understand that the Bible is God's Word, and whatever the Bible says is exactly what's going to happen.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet
the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will the Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible.